Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host is slightly cracked, chipped, and crazed. Here's Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio if you're listening live. Today is November 7th, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 703. On today's show, we'll get the insight about eBay's new image search functionality and the 2017 holiday marketing campaign. We're going to explore five winning strategies for negotiating an estate sale or swap meet and figure out how to learn from our mistakes. Never too late to learn. We'll also take your calls. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with eBay Radio News, brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Sand, vets, and labels all feature in today's eBay Radio News for November 7th, 2017. I'm Lee. Veterans Day is this Saturday. It originated as Armistice Day and set as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on November 11th, 1918. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. This is the day, on Saturday, we thank veterans for their services to the United States. Anything associated with veterans sells well on eBay, by the way. T-shirts, hats, even vet logo, golfing supplies, just about anything a vet would want. Sellers should be on the lookout for military souvenirs, great for holiday gifts as well.
Mm-hmm.
We put Veterans Day in eBay search and found over 18,000 items being raised in the military. I can tell you they're very brave. We need them. We need them. We thank them for being willing to step up. eBay Labels has teamed up with ShipRush and Shippo to go multi-channel with the new eBay shipping partner platform, rolling out to now to a limited group of eBay sellers. The new platform lets you manage shipping across all the marketplaces where you sell, including the A-word, Etsy, and Shopify, through eBay Labels, and you can request to be opted in. We'll be talking more about the shipping partner platform later on in today's show. So, Griff, why do we wait until the last minute to shop for people that matter most to us? That's one of the questions eBay is asking buyers as they kicked off holiday promotions on November 11th. eBay's first minute shopping campaign runs through November 9th and encourages buyers to start shopping for the first person on their list right now. This new retail event, which includes discounts of 30 to 60%, will spark a conversation and motivate people to shop for the first person on their list first. First minute shopping. Get it?
I get it. I think I get it.
I think it's cute.
It is cute.
eBay has removed multiple listings of beach sand said to be taken from Hawaii beaches. Among them was a listing claiming to have sand from Papakolea Beach, also known as Green Sands Beach. Ryan Moore, who's eBay Director of Global Corporate Affairs and Communications, said the company took the listings down and notified sellers after a newspaper reached out. Moore said, "We've removed the active listings on the marketplace and have educated the sellers that listing these products are against eBay policy. Offers for the sand range from 2-millimeter vials for $3.50 to a pound for prices ranging from $4.50 to $14.95. Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with selling sand? I'm missing something.
Well,
is it endangered?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, sand has to be replenished. If you want beaches in your town, every now and then you got to replenish that sand.
Oh, I see.
It keeps eroding.
So if people are encouraged to start scooping it up and selling it on eBay.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anyone any good.
No. As a matter of fact, the State Department of Land and Natural Resources spokeswoman, her name's Deborah Ward, she says it's illegal to take sand from Hawaii beaches.
Well, so that's all we needed to know.
That's it. The law contains a limited number of exceptions that do not include personal or commercial sales. Fines for illegally collecting Hawaii sand can reach upward of $100,000.
What about the sand in my crack there? I mean, that I just take that home, right?
And that's eBay Radio News for November 7th, 2017, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
Oh, come on, Lee. You know, when you've been on the beach, you end up dragging a bunch of sand home in interstices that it tends to get caught in.
Well,
is that illegal?
No. That's right. Not illegal.
So it's like some drug laws. You're allowed to carry an ounce or two.
Exactly.
If it's for your own use.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it, babe. I don't know.
Hmm.
Well. So the label things that I mentioned.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you're going to tell us about it.
Well, I
the
am.
The hot topic.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but eBay teamed up with ShipRush and Shippo to make eBay labels available to multi-channel sellers through the eBay shipping partner platform. So now you can enjoy the same savings and convenience of eBay labels in a single platform that lets you manage your shipping across all marketplaces where you sell. And there's no subscription fee for either of those services, so you only pay for shipping and up to, in some cases, 24% off the retail cost of the same postage. Tracking does upload automatically to your buyers on eBay. In addition, the shipping partner platform helps you meet the eBay labels requirement for the handling time option of guaranteed delivery. Now, you can read all about this and more.
Where?
At ebay.com/shipping partner platform.
Say that again.
Shipping. ebay.com/shipping partner platform. That's all one word. And this program is currently available to a limited group of eBay sellers. If you'd like to be included, please send your opt-in request to the email address given on the webpage at ebay.com/shipping partner platform.
Great. So, Griff, we do have a problem with the sound.
You still have a problem?
And I believe it's coming from you.
Oh, no.
And so the engineers would like you to look around and see if you've maybe got something up too much, or maybe you've got two mics open.
I only have one mic open. Is that better?
A little bit, but it's still there. It's a distortion sound, maybe a little. By the way, those of you listening live, please excuse us. We'll take all this out. We very rarely move anything.
No, sometimes
anything.
Sometimes the stuff here gets. Is that better? It gets messed up.
I still hear terrible things in the background. It sounds like. Let me see. It sounds like some sizzle.
Hmm.
And
okay, how's that? Is that better?
Not really. No.
Yeah, I can't get rid of that sizzle, unfortunately.
So something is wrong. We're stuck with it for today, I guess. Oh, well. Okay. Then back to business. Okay, so this label thing is a good thing, Griff, because so many of our sellers are selling multi-channel now. So this new thing that eBay's teamed up with ShipRush and Shippo about is a very good thing. Labels will be available. Okay, all of a sudden I do not hear it anymore. Is that because John pulled you down? Oh, no, there you are.
Okay, I just changed something.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Griff. I was very concerned.
Okay, is that better?
That's better. When you hear the awfulness, at the beginning, you'll know what I mean.
Awfulness?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, darling. What was it, just out of curiosity? One radio person to another.
I think the dials on front of the codec actually got messed up. Yeah. So the input was...
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That will do it. Okay, so anyway, we were talking about there's no subscription fee. You only pay for shipping with those eBay shipping labels now available to multi-channel sellers.
That's a very good thing.
We're very excited about that.
I think people could hear it though, right?
So. Yes. It just... did not sound
ebay.com/shipping partner platform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Griff, you had a hard weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, it's not over. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Howie's back in the hospital.
Howie's back in the hospital.
He's having surgery this afternoon, so.
Oh, boy.
On the same knee. They're going into
the knee that he hurt? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's been in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God bless you guys.
Well, you know, there's no guarantees in life, and.
I know.
Everyone has to go through something sometime. Why should I be immune? Why should any of us be immune? So.
No, I know, but we care.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. We do care a lot. So I don't suppose you got any listing done this weekend at all?
No, I was planning on it, but I did. I made some sales. You know, I listed 25 items. I've sold almost 25 items.
But not all of the items that you just listed.
No. So, you know, and this was after months of really paltry sales from not listing anything. So it pays to list. I am motivated. I just need to find the time.
I get it.
It's just never ending. So.
Well, you know, we've got people out there working for us. For instance, the National Retail Federation.
know them well.
Very bullish on this holiday season.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
NRF President and CEO Matthew Shea says that consumers are more confident this year, and that is reflected in their buying plans for the holidays.
Good.
According to the NRF's newly released annual survey, consumers say they'll spend an average of $967.13.
That's all?
This holiday season. That's a lot.
That'll buy you one iPhone, if you're lucky.
Yeah, well, be a lot of little kiddies this year that are not going to get an iPhone, trust me. That's too expensive for, can you imagine?
Here's an old princess landline.
Yeah, really.
See if you can use this.
Yeah, you know, get a paper route.
Yeah, do something.
Something. Anyway, that $967 that they think people are going to spend,
yeah,
that's up 3.4% from last year.
Wow.
And this year, for the first time in the survey's history,
yeah,
online is the most popular shopping destination. It was cited by 59% of consumers. Said they shop online instead of going into stores now.
Well, have you been into a store?
Yeah.
It's just an ordeal. I mean, I'm sorry, but
you can't find anybody to help you anymore.
No, and
you have to go around looking, and they don't know what they're talking about half the time.
No, they don't.
You know?
I don't know what's up with that.
Excuse me, do you have any big and tall men's sizes? I think so. You'll just have to look through the stuff.
Yeah, that's what
good
I came here to do.
Good customer service. Yeah.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, visual shopping, when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Shopping for shipping supplies can be a daunting task. There are just so many options. Padded envelopes versus boxes, bubble wrap and peanuts versus foam wrap and craft paper, regional rate boxes versus priority, and dimensional weight. Oy, what's a seller to do? You need BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They offer you everything you need for successful packing and shipping, and they walk you through exactly how to use it right from their website. They've got tools and packaging you won't find anywhere else, including a box sizer and their Scotty stuffer. If Mark and Robin don't already have what you need, they'll even create it for you. And if you have any questions, just call them via the Bubble phone. Find the shipping supplies and the know-how you need at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.